Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. We've had a few windy and overcast days and are seeing the changes that fall can bring, but still have time to enjoy the butterfly season in the garden. You may reserve tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, and please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a mask while in public. As you enter the garden parking, you'll see the most vibrant Echinacea blooms covering the mound of short spires in the corner of the first parking border. Because it is living in pretty much perfect conditions in this spot, this plant is a regular bloomer, not just once a season, but every couple of months throughout the year. The flowers are not just pink, they are pink and lavender at the same time. Another beauty to check out as you walk to the entrance is the lovely crown of thorns. Crown of thorns is in the euphorbia family and is native to the Middle East. These crown of thorns at the entrance have yellow and peachy colored large flowers, while some of the crown of thorns inside the garden have smaller, hot red coral colored flowers. These plants don't require much care, but due to the thorns, require the careful handling. When you get to Palm Circle, if you walk along the promenade, you'll see some curious additions to the garden. Big glossy white balls. These are part of the preparation for the coming glow season that begins on November 20th. The tickets are still in member-only pre-sale, so if you're not yet a member, this may be the time to sign up and get the best choice of days and times to enjoy the glow exhibit. Also open now is SOAR, the Monarch Butterfly Exhibit. A wonderful exploration of butterfly gardening, identification of monarch impersonators, and a pavilion full of beautiful monarch butterflies where you can get up close and personal with the winged beauties that so fascinate us. Take a walk along the paved path with the lower meadow on your left, and you'll get to the aloe and agave garden on your right. There are the beginnings of a wonderful forest path where the road curves up to the right and the forest lily is blooming. These lovely South African natives bloom in the fall and winter, then go dormant in later spring. They are also known as a sand lily, and more blooming plants can be seen in the cactus garden under the elephant ears. While you're in the cactus collection, take a look at the Pitaya de Mayo. While the flowers are not extravagant like many other cactus, in Mexico, Colombia, and Venezuela, it's the fruits that are prized. Just across Tram Road is an interesting little cycad grouping. The cycad is an interesting plant that has a history dating back to Jurassic times. These are a plant that comes in either male or female plants and actually grows cones. The female cone produces the seeds while the male cone produces the pollen. These plants may look like they are ferns or palms, but are not related to either. They are more closely related to the ginkgo. Because of habitat destruction and the popularity of cycads as greenhouse and tropical landscaping plants, they've been very much over-collected in the wild, and some species are facing extinction. There is another cycad garden just past the overlook at the corner of Tram Road and Alpine Lane. If you head there, you can see the cardboard palm, which is not a palm at all, the giant diune cycad, chestnut diune cycad, and the prickly diune cycad. If you walk up Alpine Lane then, you'll see a wonderful wall of plumbago that appears to simply drip light blue flowers, and if you find Yarrow Trail and follow it, you'll get a peek at the fairy village all decked out for the fall season. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.